Candidates running for Ward 5 in next Monday's municipal election came together at City Hall for an election forum on Wednesday to discuss some of the Sioux's biggest issues. Running for re-election, Matthew Scott would like to see more investments being made into improving the city's roadways. "I'd prefer to see more money directed towards roads than other projects we're pushing forward with," he says. "Some roads aren't in the best shape, and that's putting it politely. I'd like to see perhaps halting major projects and putting more taxpayers' money into roads rather than a drastic increase in taxes." Martin Poirier, an agronomist, would like to see e-bikes allowed on the Hub Trail to promote electric-friendly transportation. "I hear from people using bicycles who don't want to show up to work sweaty," he says. "It should pay for itself depending on where you live, and it's a sound investment for most." Algoma Steel electrician Gideon Down says reviewing the documents and records from the city's roadway projects could go a long way in ensuring future projects are carried out effectively. "I'd like to see tracking for contractors when they do roads," he says. "What those records are, if they're finished on time and on budget, and what we need to do later to fix something that was done to a substandard level. It should all be documented so we can start to trust the contractors who are getting the bids as opposed to just going with the cheapest one." Running for another term on council, Corey Gardy wants to enhance the city's transit services, specifically in the northern and western parts of the Sioux. "We need to further optimize transit in the West End and expand service," he says. "I want to expand para-bus service at a more reasonable cost to areas further north and west in our community. We need to transition to the most efficient and climate-friendly buses we can as soon as it's feasible to do that." In regards to housing and food security, Scott says he is incredibly supportive of the ventures that aim to promote those standards of living. "We need to support organizations like Harvest Algoma," he says. "Working closely with groups like them is paramount to reducing food scarcity in Sault Ste. Marie. As for housing, over the past 4 years, I've supported every development project that has come forward to council that would increase housing. When it comes to promoting allyship with the indigenous population in the Sioux, Poirier says the city's name change to Bawating should be considered. "I read indigenous leaders say that if we reverted our name back to Bawating that it could go a long way to reconciliation," he says. "I believe we should put that to a vote in the next election. Let's ask our population if we should revert our name back to Bawating. I think it's the right thing to do." Meanwhile, Down says the city could be doing a better job when it comes to improving public health and safety in the Sioux. "I'd like to be on a commission that could help facilitate discussion," he says. "There's a lot of work that needs to be done here in regards to addictions and homelessness. With winter approaching, we definitely need to act quickly to ensure their needs are met on the short term at least." To remain accountable with voters, Gardy says he would like to see more council involvement when it comes to reviewing the meeting agendas. "I'm in favor of releasing our city council agenda earlier, and I'm also in favor of adding a council member or two to the agenda review committee for city council meetings," he says. "I believe we should develop a program that formally provides for employees to bring forward efficiency ideas." Voters will head to the polls on Monday, October 24 from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.